I'm Mugsy Faye, and I play the banjo from time to time, and this is a song I wrote called Your Ghost. Name drowned out by thunder on Wichita Plains. Montana's hot, Idaho's insane. Washington's gone up in flames. Well, I love Texas and Tennessee. Love Louisiana, Santa Fe. I love you and you love me, but that don't mean we're meant to be. Mesas to Georgia hills, from New Mexico breweries to Alabama stills, through heat waves and winter chills, I chase the wind, I follow the thrills, I'd follow you anywhere you go, through rain, sleet, ice and snow, through the woods, across the desert, if I thought it would make things better. I ain't got no place called home. I've been doing it on my own. Water's my blood, the road's my bones. This old highway was meant to roam. I'll mess around with the levels on that and be back with some more live music in just a bit. This is KDNK Community Radio, engineered by volunteers for 38 years. This is a cover that I love to play this song on The Witching Hour, and so I'll bring you Mugsy Faye's version of Rocky Erickson's Night of the Vampire. Oh, but hold on. There we go. Tonight, I'm going to try to bring you guys another song right now, live in the studio. This is going to be an original called Liquor and Speed. I'm going to start with a new rock and roll cover that I learned recently that I'm really excited about. This one is called Keep Pushing by REO Speedwagon, and it's one of my all-time favorites. All right. Bear with me while my banjo rattles around and makes lots of noise.
Changes, I made so many mistakes. Oh yes, I did. Trying to leave.
And so I'm going to play another original, and I'll play one of my, I guess, punker tunes. This is a newer one of mine called Blackwater River Blues. The opportunity to share some of this weird, funky music that y'all might not hear anywhere else and that I have discovered upon my travels across the country to bring back to Carbondale to you. I am going to play one more song for you guys tonight and leave you with a couple more tunes before we get ready for Uncle Acid to come in here with heavy metal from hell and rock the rest of your Monday night away. But I definitely look forward to being back in the studio to weeks from today. It was a nice hiatus, but excited to be back for my show and very hopeful to hopefully be spending more time with y'all out there in person and playing some music. My name once again is Mugsy Faye. If you're interested in these banjo licks I've been spitting out there, you can find me on Bandcamp, YouTube, Facebook, all that weird stuff. But I hope to see everybody in person. I had a really fun Friday. It was very small and quiet, but out in Redstone, and looking forward to doing more of that this summer. And I was talking to some people about the covers that I play, because I like to basically, I just really am into juxtaposition in a lot of ways, from wearing my High School Musical t-shirt as a teenager with all my punk garb to covering Destiny's Child and Miranda Lambert. I just really think it's funny that this cute little banjo chick covered in tattoos would be playing, you know, these gangster rap songs or pop songs or whatever. And reflecting, I think actually here in the studio when I played live a couple weeks ago on where those covers came from, and then also in Redstone this past Friday, I remember that it all started with basically the challenge, as I see it, that Steve Martin put out there that you can't play a sad song on banjo. Well, I disagree. And I really am fascinated, always have been. I even got some music credit for this in high school, about just how terrifying many of our traditional songs are that we sing to our children. I mean, we all know Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, all these creepy songs, right, from our childhood. And specifically, growing up here in Colorado, those creepy Tommyknocker and Minor songs like Oh My Darling Clementine, about his daughter who died in the water. And, you know, I think of all this stuff as really the root of what I play with, which is country death music, country songs about death, song about death. And, you know, that's what Dolly Parton was doing. That's what Waylon Jennings was doing. That's what they've all been doing long before I came around. But anyway, my whole point is that it all started with You Are My Sunshine. It sounds like a really pretty song. I have family members and friends who have sung it to me all my life in a very loving way, but it's really creepy. And I say, Steve Martin, that if you play it in A minor, you can absolutely make a banjo sound sad. So I want to leave you guys with just a little bit, at least as far as my playing tonight goes, with a little bit of my rendition of You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
time.